väčšnou už tě mále měla a už zase by tě chtěla, hříšná těla, křídla motýlí.
The sound of Aneta Langerová, the first Czech winner of the Superstar Talent Competition, a TV format that has been hugely popular in many countries throughout the world in recent years. Since winning the first Czech series of Superstar last year, Miss Langerová has been a constant presence in the local media. Her face adorns billboards, she makes regular TV appearances, and her songs are always being played on the radio. Nevertheless, despite having such a huge public profile, Aneta Langerová's bank balance is unlikely to match her superstar status. Latest figures show that record sales by Czech artists this year have dropped by nearly 25% to just 116 million Czech crowns, or $4.7 million. Given that this figure covers all sales for scores of well-established artists working in the Czech music industry, it is unlikely that any local musicians are going to make it big financially in this country, regardless of how famous they are. In fact, many feel such relatively poor sales pose a threat to the future viability of the music industry in the Czech Republic. Petra Žukovská represents the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry in this country. So does she think declining record sales could have a detrimental effect on the Czech recording industry?
Yeah, definitely, because the sales are going down and the music publishing houses or the music producers are hesitating if it worth producing music here, because we are such a small market, plus the level of piracy is on a high level. So in this condition, for the music producers, it's quite hard to struggle through.
One of the reasons given for the drop in record sales in the Czech Republic is a growth in music piracy. Petra Žukovská says that the illegal copying of music is definitely having a negative impact on music production in this country.
The amount of seized product per year is almost 1 million units, and we are having 1,600 cases a year, and the damage caused to the music industry, it's 250 million Czech crowns, which is quite a lot. So it's serious damage.
At the moment, a lot of music piracy in the Czech Republic revolves around illegally copied or burned CDs, many of which find their way onto stalls in open-air markets, which are very common in this country. However, a growing area of concern is the illegal electronic downloading of music via the internet, which has increased rapidly in recent years. Petra Žukovská says that although this is a universal problem worldwide, it is particularly acute in the Czech Republic due to the fact that there is still no service offering legal downloads of music in this country.
I'm not sure if you know about that, but in the Czech Republic there is no legal possibility at the moment to download music legally. There is no iTunes, no legal possibility to buy music on the internet. So people are using peer-to-peer networks or other way how to download music, but generally it's illegal, so we are facing here a very serious problem.
Although the lack of legally kosher music applications for downloading music certainly encourages many Czechs to acquire music illegally, Petra Žukovská says there may also be cultural and historical reasons why the Czech Republic has a significantly higher level of music piracy than many Western European countries.
The public awareness about the intellectual property in general in the Czech Republic is on a very low level. Probably it has its roots in the communist era, where not only the intellectual property, but also the tangible property was perceived in a very strange way, because everything was in a certain way public. So people until now had the problems not only with intellectual property, but also with the tangible property to perceive it like it belongs to somebody.
The sound of the ecstasy of Saint Teresa, one of the most successful Czech groups in recent years. Band member Jan P. Muchov also acknowledges that music piracy is hurting Czech musicians. He believes that there are other reasons why the Czech Republic's communist past has encouraged the illegal copying of music in this country, which has had a distorting effect on local record sales.
The is the legacy of the communistic age, because there wasn't any West albums in the shops. So the only way to get the music you like was you had a tape recorder and you tape all the music of your friend, because he was like, for example, his stepdad was in the West and he sent him some albums, you know. So you taped those albums of him, and for like, I know, 30 years, it was the normal way how you can listen to music, you know. So to me, it's no wonder people still have their way of thinking, I don't have the CD and my friend has it, so I ask him to burn it out for me, because I asked him 15, 20 years ago to tape me ABBA, you know, or something. So they still in the same way of thinking, because they didn't maybe change their mind that they actually stole it. I think that's part of the problem of piracy in Czech Republic.
Petr Žukovska says that the easygoing attitude to music piracy in the Czech Republic also applies to the country's judiciary, which makes it particularly hard to clamp down on illegal downloading and burning in this country.
The judges don't feel it like a serious problem still. So usually they do not send the person to the prison. They just impose the fine and also so-called suspended sentence, which from my point of view, it's not enough. And that there should be some cases where the person will be sent to prison, especially in a case when it happened already before.
Mishakovska says that Czechs need to be educated about the damage they are doing to the music industry here by illegally copying music. She says that the situation won't change until there is widespread awareness that illegally copying and distributing music is having a detrimental effect on the Czech music industry. However, Žukovska may well be facing an uphill battle. Aneta Langerova was quoted in the Czech press recently as saying that many music fans here are so oblivious to the damage they are doing by making illicit copies of records that they actually come up to her after gigs and ask her to sign illegally burned copies of her own CDs. Jan P. Mukhov says he has had similar experiences at his own concerts. He says he uses situations like this as an opportunity to gently remind his fans about the downside of music piracy.
I laugh about it, and I ask them, like, how can you actually ask me to sign the CD you burned? So I wait their story. If they say, like, I know I don't have the money, and blah, blah, or, like, I can't buy it in the shops, which I know sometimes it's quite hard to get the stuff. So I actually would like to know why they burn, you know? So I'm not like, oh, I never sign, you know, like the CD you burned. But as a joke as well, I often sign them somewhere else than on the CD they burned, because I'm trying to explain them, you know. But I as well take it as a more like funny scene, because I would never go, you know, to ask somebody to sign me the CD I burned, you know. I actually would like to have them sign me a CD I bought, you know, because I like them.